Dreamscape presents Pioneer Girl by Bitmin Gwyn. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Prologue. In August 1965, a woman named Rose walked into my grandfather's cafe in Saigon. That much is known. My grandfather would say that's the beginning of this story. My mother would say, I should have left it at that. Back then, my mother and grandfather lived in the rooms above the cafe. She was 12, an only child whose own mother had died the year before. In the evenings, my grandfather taught her English from a friend's borrowed textbook. He had a feeling, he used to say, that it was the language of the future. On that day when an American woman sat down at one of his teak tables, looked around at the blue-trimmed doorways, and the ceiling fans that had paddles shaped like ginkgo leaves, he took it as a sign. She asked for coffee or tea, whichever was freshest, and he brought her a cup of French roast with condensed milk and half a baguette, using his most careful pronunciation to ask if she needed any kind of help. It was monsoon season, the part of the year when heat and steam were the same, unrelenting. The traffic of bicycles and mopeds and pedicabs crossed the windows, and the woman seemed glad to be free of it. There weren't many American women in Vietnam, and she didn't seem like a nurse or aid worker. She was old, surprisingly so, hair a silver sweep beneath a straw hat. "Oh, I don't need help," she said. "I need conversation." She was a reporter on assignment for a magazine that wanted her to write about the war in Vietnam from a woman's point of view. She was supposed to spend a month getting a sense of the country, the people, the